Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. A question someone might ask me is, what vitamin should I be taking? Simple question, but what answer to give? Many doctors would believe we should get our vitamins and minerals from the diet. And I agree, that's where we should begin with a patient. Right away, we go into the individualizing experience to try to find out what the actual person asking the question needs. I guess the idea of a multivitamin is trying to skip that part of the process, which in my mind is the first part, the idea of one size that does not necessarily fit everyone. I imagine you could assume the person has a standard American diet, which means the lowest common denominator. No whole grains, no beans, few vegetables besides fried potatoes and corn. In that case, yeah, a multivitamin is probably better than nothing. Many Americans eating this standard diet, again with no whole grains or beans, would certainly be lacking in, for example, magnesium. This does seem to be the case, and definitely people, the average Jane or Joe, would do well to take magnesium. An added benefit with this mineral, magnesium, is their bowels may get a little looser, which could be good if they're constipated. But you see, right away, we're looking at potential side effects, even in a basic mineral that should benefit most people. Calcium, another mega mineral, seen as necessary in getting a certain amount, I've seen definitely creating problems for many people, including constipation and even kidney stones. But a great number of people, on the other hand, can experience benefits from calcium, strengthening the bones or lessening cramping pain. So my takeaway with just these two basic minerals is that one size does not fit all. On the other side of the spectrum, say someone who pays a lot of attention to their diet, shops in the produce section, eats most meals as whole grain, and eats beans on a regular basis, right away, they wouldn't need most of what's in a multivitamin. Not the magnesium or B vitamins or vitamin C, and the calcium could go either way. Iron shouldn't be supplemented on too much of a regular basis, as this can cause bad results like heart issues, unless the patient is a young woman and could really benefit from iron. Vitamin D is an interesting nutrient, and one virtually nobody would be able to get in Maine, at least in the winter. So that's a good one to supplement at that time, at least, regardless of diet. Did nature make a mistake with vitamin D? Well, I believe it is in animal foods, but few of us will be able to eat enough of these, like an Eskimo diet. Zinc is an interesting mineral, and is one many people could be deficient in, even with a fair amount of diet attention. Just as interesting, there's a taste test for zinc, where it tastes bad, you don't need it, and could create imbalance if taken, especially in relationship to copper. Vitamin B12 is a vitamin that could be deficient for people of different situations, but especially strict vegetarians. B12 is considered only to be in animal foods, meat and dairy. So again, strict vegans, for example, should be careful and supplement with this vitamin. Interestingly, shellfish, especially clams, is higher in this vitamin than any other source. If in doubt, you could just go ahead and supplement with B12, as I've not seen side effects in doing so. Iodine is another trace mineral that may or may not be lacking, and there's no really agreed-upon test to determine this for iodine. A trial of powdered kelp may be in order if there's reason to believe that particular person may be lacking. And the kelp has other trace minerals the person could benefit from as well. And yes, a reasonable dose of iodine should be in most multivitamins. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I'll look forward to speaking with you again next week.